Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Welcome back. The votes are in. The second singer of Group A to get unmasked is...
Who is it?
This is really tough.
It doesn't get easier.
The Diver.
Neither did I.
And keep it going for the Diver.
Yeah. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And look, I got to tell you, I'm pretty excited. Now we have access to the world's largest regulator. Maybe we can tie that into something special with our 29-year anniversary, which happens, April 1st. And that's
I got it.
What do you mean?
What? I got it, how we can tie it in.
How we can use. Now, what would we do?
It's the world's largest regulator, right?
Yep. I think we've established that part. Yeah.
And we're Scuba Radio.
We are.
They both blow.
Yeah, they do. Sucking on air since 1997. Might as well be the world's largest sucking device.
Sucking on air and sucking on air.
Right. I think. But yeah, we have that coming up.
Genius.
So I'm not sure what we're going to do with it, but there's something. There has to be something that we can do with this to kind of take it to another level. I'm always looking away ways to re-up, get even better.
Latch on to someone else's great idea.
Exactly. We've been doing it for 29 years. Why stop now? I mean, look. Next week.
Attach yourself like an octopus.
There's things that happen on this show that you won't hear on any other, not just scuba diving related show, but any show. Like for instance, the Legend of the Easter Eel.
For good reason.
Well, but the Legend of the Easter Eel was something that we've helped perpetuate throughout the world.
Perpetuate, too.
That's what I said.
Right.
And, that's coming up next week. So the Easter Eel is going to make his annual pilgrimage, to scuba divers, good little boy and girl scuba divers around the world, and come up through your plumbing and deliver chocolates and assorted treats. What? What's wrong?
It's nothing.
We're also always looking on ways to diversify. And come up with
diversify.
Yeah, see? And when it comes to Easter this year, last week, we had a little mishap with Bigfoot when he tried his hand at stand-up comedy, and it didn't go as well as he thought. We gave him this platform on the show.
Well, everybody has to eat crap for a while until they get good.
Well, he thought, maybe showbiz was his thing.
Hopefully he'll give it another shot.
I'm not so sure it was, but he's linked up with Tank, our strip club DJ there in this Chuckles dive bar.
He might be in prison and using a prison purse. Do you call it a prison purse?
Well, I after that little fiasco from last week's show, Tank has reached out to me. He has, look, I have an idea. Easter's coming up. I know you got the Easter Eel as a regular contributor and things. Well, no, he actually, I thought this was a pretty good idea.
Oh, no. You haven't learned?
What? He's always trying to...
All his ideas are bad.
...redeem himself. Yes. But he said, why don't we go back to a winner, which was Hot Honey.
It was the first time for
Brittany Brown's. Hot Honey. Oh, yeah. Right? And he said, I got an idea, and we can, the chocolate Easter bunnies, and we're going to combine that and Hot Honey.
Oh, actually, that does sound good.
Yeah. And I was like, okay,
it all over.
Make it happen. And he says he'll have it ready for the world next week. And nice. He said he's even solicited some help from Bigfoot.
Oh, no.
Because it, you know, didn't work out well for him, I guess, as far as the stand-up comedy. So they're working together next week, you know.
What could possibly go wrong?
Everything. But we're going to give it a shot anyway. It's just what we do. So you got that to look forward to, or to
maybe
avoid.
Listen to this one before you just pop it on the air.
No, God, no. Well, you know, I've been doing it for 29 years, CJ.
Right. But
why would I stop or change our approach?
It's called growth. So you learn.
Yeah, right.
You might get your boss might get bad at you.
Yeah, right. Whatever he said.
Greg, I have a question.
Okay.
Pookie doesn't even listen.
All right. Good point. Yes, Casey, go.
They didn't stiff us for their pair bill at the comedy club again.
Oh, hell no. I had nothing to do with it. There was no connection to us whatsoever. I just got the leaked audio of the fiasco that happened. As far as I know, they're going to still be operating, but I don't know. They might have been shut down after that. I don't know what was left. I mean, it sounded like a mess. But you know, I mean, we're always looking ahead. And... your way to enhance, you know, the Easter Eels visit with the divers can really latch on to, I think, is a good thing. And that's just what we do. And if we can come out with a new
chocolate Easter bunny, it's going to be
a new Scuba Radio confection. Yeah, it involves dark chocolate, Easter bunnies, and hot honey. I think it might be a good
winner. What does that have to do with diving, though?
Well, I'm working on that. I mean, I was like,
maybe you can throw them some ideas.
Well, I did. You know, we had like, you know, a brainstorming session the other day, and I said, okay, you know, here's how about this? Go here, work with this, and he goes, yeah, I got it, boss.
Okay.
He says he's got a plan. So anyway, so next week we'll have that. I mean, are you guys have you been good enough divers all year round where you'll be visited by the Easter Bunny, Jerry the Diver Guy, or have
you think, Greg?
Huh?
I'm an instructor. What do you think?
The answer is no. Then
that's what nothing. Well,
yeah. All right.
My patience is tried.
I don't even know what that means. I don't know. I mean, Kenny from Sweetwater Scuba. Do you even know about the legend of the Easter Eel, Kenny? Have you ever heard of this?
Easter eel?
Yeah, the Easter eel visits good little boy and girl divers.
No, he's used to Easter seals.
No, if you Google this, you can Google it. It'll come right up. The Easter eel is a real thing, and I'm not making it up. We just jumped on this bandwagon and stole the idea, like CJ was alluding to earlier.
What's a good one and what's a bad one?
Oh, good point. That's a good question. What makes a good diver versus a bad diver? Well, we will address that next. I mean, we have plenty of examples of bad.
We all have our opinions.
Maybe we need to set up the protocol for everyone to live up to. That's next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.